We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Ivy Nation, Ryan Roberts here, director of recruiting at IrishBreakdown.com. Giving you all a little bit of a recruiting update from this past weekend. As we know, on Saturday, Notre Dame had spring practice, full pads, and also had a long list of talented recruits, both in the 2025 and 2026 recruiting classes that were on campus, on site, to check out everything from practice to tour to sit down with coach, with the coaches. And it was a tremendous event, as it always is, and has become a very consistent thing under Marcus Freeman to have great unofficial visitors during this time of year, during spring practice. And I wanted to bring you all a little bit of just kind of updates on some of the biggest recruits that were on campus this past weekend. Wanted to actually start off kind of an interesting one because there were six members of the 2025 recruiting class, the commits in that class, that were on campus. I want to give you guys a little bit of insight from two in particular, because I think that it's going to lead us into some of the obviously uncommitted targets that were on campus as well. So I want to start off with Christopher Burgess, who of course is defensive end out of Chicago, Illinois, Simeon, 6'4", 240 pounds, considered a top 40 player in the 2025 class by Rivals. And I also want to throw in a little bit of a conversation around Deuce Knight, Lucedale, Mississippi, George County quarterback, potential five-star recruit in the 2025 class, committed to Notre Dame as well. Had the chance to speak to a few of the commits, but those two were the ones that I really want to focus on because they gave me some great stuff. They really did. So first and foremost, Christopher Burgess, first practice of the year, obviously, for him, being able to check out the team in person, but also his first time back on campus since January when he came for the Notre Dame Junior Day, the first one of this offseason. And was just really cool to hear because Christopher talked a whole lot about how just being able to watch the practice and see the guys get after it. He talked a little bit about just kind of the chemistry that they're developing, but also the competitiveness that he saw during this one practice. He talked a lot about Coach Washington, talked a lot about Coach Sebastian, who's a defensive line assistant for the team as well, and talked about just kind of the energy that was around them. You know, Coach Wash has been a guy that we have talked about and a lot of people have talked about in the recruiting side of things, about just kind of the energy he brings to the table and the excitement he brings as a teacher of young men and obviously a great talented defensive lineman. So they heard a lot of energy was the thing that you kept hearing from Burgess, right? Kept talking about the fact, and this was very good because I know some people, anytime a recruit commits as early as Chris did, obviously he was a early January commitment to the University of Notre Dame. There's plenty of time until National Signing Day, so people are always going to worry until they're signed on the dotted line of guys sticking in the class. One of my favorite quotes from Chris was he said, paraphrasing slightly, but almost word for word, that being able to see the practice, see the defensive lineman get after it, see the coaches in action, that it made him feel like he was already a part of the program and that he couldn't wait to finally be a part of it, right? So very just reassuring statement, obviously, for a young man that is committed to Notre Dame in the 2025 class. He's a Chicago kid who is also, and at the time, picked Notre Dame over a long list of suitors. I mean, you're talking about Alabama, you're talking about LSU. There's been some, Ohio State was obviously a team that was very high on his list, Michigan as well. So you beat him and kept him at home against some of the top programs in all of college football. But just hearing that reassurance every time he comes, it's just always a good thing. It's always very positive to see that Christopher just kind of continues to not only come back his second time since committing to Notre Dame at the All-American Bowl in early January, but also just kind of reemphasizing how excited he is to be a part of this class and the opportunity he has in front of him. So, which is really cool to hear. And then also I wanted to kind of give you guys some insight from Deuce Knight because I had a long conversation with Deuce and he gave me a lot of great stuff. A couple quick updates, up to 213 pounds, which I thought was really cool. I remember talking to Deuce before he committed to Notre Dame and he was about 196 pounds at that point. So my man is since, because that was the beginning of his junior year right around, he has put on almost 20 pounds since he's committed to the University of Notre Dame, which is obviously a great sign for physical development moving forward. Apparently, the coaches were joking with him because he had told him, like, hey, guys, like I'm over 210 now. And I think he said Gino Guiduli was the one that was kind of like, I don't see that, man. Where's that weight at? Where's that weight? So they actually got him on the scale on the visit, and he was 213 pounds. So a legit 213 weight at Notre Dame this past weekend. I really wanted to talk about Deuce because one person that is still a person he's getting very familiar with is Mike Denbrock. You know, when he committed to the University of Notre Dame, Jared Parker was still the offensive coordinator. He has Gino Guiduli in his back pocket because Tim and Gino have a great relationship. And honestly, I don't think that they land Deuce Knight, especially the timing of which, as fast as they did, without Gino Guiduli being as instrumental in that recruitment as he was, you know, and throughout and continuing to build that relationship. But Mike Denbrock was obviously not the offensive coordinator at the time. And I know that you're talking about a dual threat quarterback from the state of Mississippi. Obviously, him seeing LSU this past year, seeing Jaden Daniels win a national championship as a dual threat style quarterback, I think that's reassuring. Obviously, I think we can kind of deduce that pretty easily. But ultimately, just hearing Deuce talk about it, one of the favorite things he had said about Mike Denbrock was, you meet him and you just think he's going to kind of be a laid back, you know, just kind of really thoughtful coach, you know, for lack of a better word. But then he coaches and you're like, oh, this guy's intense, man. Like he's getting on people's butts in practice and he is really, you know, getting the energy going and the optimism going, but also being a hard coach. Like he's not an easy coach, obviously. And that's something that Deuce really gravitates towards. He doesn't want a guy that's just rah-rah and you know, you're great at everything and there's no faults. Like he wants to be held accountable. He wants to have kind of that layer to it as well. So having Mike Denbrock and developing that relationship, everything is going great with Deuce Knight. I think that he is very, very solidified in his commitment to the University of Notre Dame, which is obviously great for all parties included in this. Not only does he get a great education, not only does he be a part of one of the historic programs of college football, but Notre Dame also has a beacon for their 2025 class and one of the more talented quarterbacks they have had in a long time, potentially coming to campus in 2025. So it was really cool to hear that reassurance and the energy around the program, but also Deuce, nice enough, was able to give us a little bit of insight into two recruits that I want to talk about now, kind of talking about uncommitted targets that were on campus.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
First and foremost, the guy that's most prevalent to his success is 2025 Las Vegas, Nevada, Bishop Gorman wide receiver Derek Meadows, who was on his return trip and had not been to Notre Dame since last offseason when he camped and got his offer from Notre Dame. Now, for people that aren't too up to date on that recruitment, for a long time, it was a Notre Dame-Washington battle. And then obviously Washington had the turnover with Kalen DeBoer. And so you're sitting there like, Notre Dame's got the inside track here. Like they're kind of alone for a second, right? And then he goes down to Battle Miami and camps out there and showcases his talents in front of everyone. And here comes Alabama. Here comes Tennessee. Here comes a lot of really nice offers coming the way of Derek Meadows, University of Florida, like a lot of the SEC schools that are now coming in. And of course, that's going to bring like a moment of hesitation of like, man, like this is going to be a little harder than we once thought it was going to be. I will say this, and then I got a couple cool notes from Deuce on Derek as well. I will put it like this. Notre Dame had to weather the storm of all those great offers coming into him, all those high caliber programs. And I think they did to the degree of, I think Notre Dame has a very good chance when the final decision is made from Derek. Deuce felt obviously very good about where Derek was with Notre Dame, you know, kind of just how he was reacting and how he was loving the trip and his bond that he is for with Derek Meadows as well, along with Jerome Bettis Jr., who was on campus as well. And those three have been developing a very good relationship. I mean, we've seen very outwardly on Twitter, Deuce, Jerome Bettis Jr., several other recruits tweeting at Derek Meadows, like, you know, missing piece and that type of stuff, right? So they know how important Derek is to the class, and it, by all accounts, it appears that they moved the needle with him, and I think that they are continuing to kind of pace this recruitment. Now, the next few weeks, Derek's going to get down to, like, Tennessee, for instance. He's probably going to get out to a couple other schools. The feeling of Notre Dame needs to keep momentum here, right? And if you're Deuce Knight, the rest of the recruits, if you are the coaches and the recruiting staff, you need to continue just letting Derek know, priority in this class. We need you in this class. We need you in this class. If they do, then they have a chance to land him. And for people that don't know, like, Deuce Knight is right around, this is more of a cool note, he's between 6'4" and 6'5", somewhere in that ballpark. He's a big dude. I mean, we're talking about a kid that's now 213 pounds. He's going to be a really big quarterback. I asked him, I was just kind of joking with him, and I said, you know, who's taller, you or Derek, right? Because when Derek was offered by Notre Dame originally, I mean, he was probably around the same height, like 6'4.5", maybe 6'5", somewhere in that ballpark. And Deuce just kind of laughed and said, Derek by a landslide now, like legit 6'6", legit. So Notre Dame does a good job with Derek Meadows, or really good job with Derek Meadows this weekend. I think that they pace this one right now. Notre Dame has to continue that momentum because he is a priority in this class. He's a guy that since he camped at Notre Dame last offseason has been a player that they've wanted. And now that he's blowing up, it's going to obviously be a little bit more difficult to land him, but they are in a good spot. It's now just about staying relentless out there, staying relentless, and hopefully they're able to land him in the end. The other recruit that I talked with Deuce about, because I know that he had a great relationship with him, is Indianapolis, Indiana, Ben Davis, cornerback, Mark Zachary. And all these updates I'm doing for now are 2025 kids, the next couple specifically, and then we'll talk about 2026 here in a second. Deuce and Mark have a very good relationship. They both play video games a ton. Deuce is constantly talking to Mark just about, you know, the pitch of Notre Dame and wanting to be a part of class and all that great stuff, right? Now, Deuce said something very interesting, and it was on the board at boardsirishbreakdown.com. I should have plugged that to begin here because nothing I'm saying here isn't on the board already. And either the thread I put out from the intel from this past weekend or an update piece on these specific recruits, it's all on there at boardsirishbreakdown.com. So you guys should go sign up now if you aren't already, because none of this information would be new to you. You would know everything that I'm saying. So how phrased about Meadows was, you know, Deuce felt good about what they did with him this weekend. And they, you know, obviously are building that relationship, continuing to build it, you know, and he's hoping that that wins out in the end type of conversation. Right now, this one where Zachary was, it was similar in the sense of he had said, you know, same with Mark, like we thought we really did a good job of just kind of showing him that we need him a part of the class and that he is a priority and he would be great in the blue and gold and that type of pitches. But he said one sentence that I think really stuck out to me and said, I feel really good about that one, right? And this is a player that Deuce is very familiar with, a player that they've been pushing for a long time. So as of today, folks, just simply, and I've been saying this the last few weeks, feel really good about Notre Dame with Mark Zachary. Like, they are the team to beat, in my opinion. Now, he has an official visit already set up for Notre Dame later this offseason. I know that he, you know, like Michigan was a team that has been high on his list for a long time as well. And I don't necessarily I wouldn't say coming out of the visit that there's a, you know, decision in the very near future. But I do think that this one is winding down. I do think that Mark Zachary is going to make a decision, you know, relatively, you know, over the next couple months, you know, like sometime over the next couple months is kind of what I would say. And I think that they have really showed that they are the best fit potentially for him. I think he has been very understanding of that pitch. And I think he's been very open to that pitch. And I believe that Notre Dame is the team to beat for Mark Zachary moving forward. And if it ends anytime soon, or just in general, I think Notre Dame is the team to beat. So move the needle, Mark Zachary. Another person that they moved the needle with, but I wouldn't necessarily say that they moved it at, all right, well, let me phrase it this way, okay, because that was about to be a really confusing sentence. 2025 Santa Ana, California, modern-day cornerback Chuck McDonald III made his first trip to Notre Dame. Now, Chuck has been on the board for Notre Dame since last Pot of Gold, before this past year, so 2023 Pot of Gold. a player that from the start, I believe I had an interview with him like right after the Pot of Gold or even maybe a little bit before the Pot of Gold. And Chuck has been very open that Notre Dame is a team that he is very interested in. They are a team that pitch is very interesting to him as well. And that one that he is going to give a legit chance to moving forward down the road, right? But that's great. And he continuously said that. And he's always spoke volumes of Notre Dame program. But he never visited Notre Dame, right? Like he never got to South Bend and really made it kind of a tangible understanding of like, hey, this is where I would potentially go to school. I feel great about it. I could see myself here, student life. Just that part of it was never something that we have known. Now, I would phrase it like this. Is Chuck McDonald got to campus this weekend. And again, said all the right things. He really likes Mike Mickens. Got to spend some time with Al Golden. Got to spend some time with Marcus Freeman. He said that he could see himself there. He said that he feels like he could be the next line of great corner at Notre Dame, obviously after Benjamin Morrison. Like he thinks that he could be that guy potentially for the University of Notre Dame. Very, very, very high on that outlook. But I would say it like this, guys, is that as of today, how we're looking at this cornerback board is you have Cree Thomas already in the class. You feel good about where you are at Mark Zachary. You feel good about where you are with Florida cornerback Dallas Golden. That would be a three-man cornerback room. Now, there is some interest in exploring a fourth. And Jameer Joseph is a kid that we've talked about recently out of New Jersey that seems to be kind of the next guy on the list after Devin Williams committed to Auburn. It seems like Jameer Joseph is a guy that they're going to continue to push for. Chuck McDonald is an interesting player because I feel like, and it's just kind of me reading between the lines, is that Notre Dame has consistently recruited Chuck McDonald, but I don't know if he's ever been a player that they've 100% thought we have a good chance at landing him because, again, he had never come to campus before. I'm interested to see now moving forward if the viewpoint of Notre Dame, and again, speculation on this part, I'm interested to see if Notre Dame opens up their mind a little bit and says Jameer or Chuck McDonald would be the next corner that we want after Mark Zachary and Dallas Golden, if you get commitments from both those players. I'm interested to see that. I will say that we will know very soon, either way, because Chuck McDonald needs to take an official back to Notre Dame for Notre Dame to have a legitimate chance. If he doesn't, I just think it was a great visit for him, and he's going to end up playing somewhere else and stay more on the West Coast, and that's fine. He's a great player. But if he's got an official visit, that means that it was real for him, right? Like he could really, really see himself. He says a lot of all the great things. Finally get on campus. If he sets an official visit, then I think there's something to talk about here. Otherwise, just a really good visit. And Notre Dame set their stage, obviously, to really show him what they can bring to the table. So that's Chuck McDonald, cornerback, 2025, modern day, state of California. Now let's roll through. I have five 2026 players. We're going to go a little faster here because it's obviously super, super early for 2026 kids. Let's start with this player that everyone's going to want to talk about a little bit. And that's Lake Mary, Florida high school quarterback, Noah Grubbs, 6'4", 220 pounds, 215 pounds, depending where you look. As of today, now heading into this visit, I would say that there's probably a three-man list of quarterbacks that I feel good about for Notre Dame as far as where they are with those players. Two of them are from the state of Florida, are actually good friends and train together. One is Noah Grubbs. The other is Brady Hart from Cocoa in the state of Florida, and then Ryder Lyons out of Folsom, California. Now, the two Florida kids, it's a really interesting dynamic because one, I believe today we have kind of, again, just some intel and some conversation, believe that Notre Dame would take either of those quarterbacks if any of them wanted to come today, right? So they're all takes for Notre Dame potentially, it seems. The question then becomes is that you're only have one quarterback in the class who wants to come first. And I think that makes things cloudy with Ryder Lyons because Ryder Lyons is a player that really likes Notre Dame, but he's not in a rush to visit anywhere. He's not in a rush to make a decision. He is letting this process play out. Now, not saying that Ryder Lyons won't end up being the quarterback in the class for Notre Dame. I'm just saying it's less likely, I believe, because I just don't think that he's in as much of a hurry or pace to make a decision sometime this offseason. I don't think it's necessarily something that he is like set on, that he needs to make a decision this offseason. Brady Hart and Noah Grubbs are players that have talked about that. Now, I had Brady Hart for an interview where Brady had said that he would like to commit before his junior year. He wants to be early in the process. He wants to be early to a class, and he wants to recruit the heck out of that class. So Brady Hart is in position that he wants to make a decision before his junior year. Noah Grubbs is in the same boats, but he is also kind of, again, reemphasized that I would like to be early in the class. Once I commit, though, I am committed. So he wants to make sure he has crossed every T and dotted every I. He wants to make sure that there is no stone unturned, because once he's committed and that's it. You don't have to worry about decommitment from Noah Grubbs. It's just over with. And with them being close friends, I would say today is that I believe that Brady Hart and Noah Grubbs are the two most likely players to end up with Notre Dame in the 2026 class. Now, that being said, how is that going to end? Because right now, Brady Hart is set to visit Notre Dame April 3rd. I wouldn't necessarily say he's in commit mode if he has a great visit, but you never know when that happens. There is going to be a very interesting dynamic here because they train together, they're friends, and they both potentially have the number one slot in the quarterback class for Notre Dame. Now, Noah Grubbs had a great visit, and he said something. He said outside of his first visit, technically this offseason was to Central Florida, but that's his backyard, right? It's a very easy trip. His first big visit that he wanted to go to was Notre Dame. Because he has said in the past that Notre Dame has recruited him the hardest. He got there with the snow. Snow doesn't bother him. He really loves the Notre Dame program. I think Notre Dame is a very clear leader for him, or one of the leaders for him. You know, a couple of the Florida schools obviously are doing a good job as well. But Noah just got an offer from Ohio State. I'm just curious to see when Noah decides that he wants to make this commitment, because he's being pursued by some big-time programs. There's no doubt about it, right? So I think this class, as of today, if I had to make a prediction, I would say Noah Grubbs, Brady Hart are the two most lucky quarterbacks in the class. I think Noah Grubbs had a great visit to Notre Dame. I think that they are going to be very hard to beat in the end, potentially for him, if he does make a decision sometime soon. But does Brady Hart want to pull the trigger quicker? That's the question, and that's what I'm left leaving this visit with, is to see who wants to be in this class first? Because I think that the spot will go to whoever wants to pull that trigger before the other.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Two IMG Academy defensive backs I want to talk about real quick. One is safety, and both 2026 players, by the way. Both is safety. One is safety Zechariah Fort. The other one is Kasani Giles. And I apologize for pronouncing Kasani wrong. It's K-S-A-N-I, so it might be Sani. Maybe K is silent. I'm not 100% sure on that. But Mr. Giles and Mr. Fort both visited this past weekend as well. Actually, I'm sorry. They both visited this past weekend. My apologies. I was getting my timeline off a little bit here. So Zech Fort. This one's interesting because he has been a player that people have known about since his freshman year at IMG Academy. He was the first IMG Academy player, freshman ever, to be named a team captain. So he was that guy early on for IMG. And as you can imagine, a lot of big-time programs coming after him, man. Ohio State, all the SEC schools, like everyone is coming after Zech Forts. but this was his first visit to Notre Dame. And I was pleasantly surprised with how high he was speaking of Notre Dame. Like, he, high academic kid, he had said to me that one big thing that he wants in a school is he wants a school that can get the best out of him on every side of the coin, not just as a football player, as a student. He wants the full package here, which obviously plays very well into Notre Dame's hands. Not only are you playing high-level football, not only are you a historical program, but you have high academics, and you have obviously the 4-for-40 and the all everything that comes with being a graduate from the University of Notre Dame, that network, which really plays into their favor. So I think they moved the needle with Zach Fortz. I actually think that Notre Dame has put themselves in a pretty good early position there. Now, you have to fight against the big boys if you want Fort in the end, but I think that they really did a great job, as they did with Kasani Giles, who Giles is a player that has a little bit of versatility on the back end. He can play all over the place. They were actually selling this to him. Like, you don't have to just be the Benjamin Morrison. You don't have to just be the Xavier Watts, the next in that line. You can be both. They love his versatility on the back end, Mr. Giles. And he really liked that pitch. And he had spoken about that. The staff said, but the rest is up to you, though. Like, you could be that guy, but it's only about the work that you put in and the relentlessness that you bring to the table. And he said, I know I have that ability. I know I have it. So it was really refreshing to hear. It was really cool that Giles just kind of sees the blueprint in front of him, but understands that there needs to be work to put in to fulfill that blueprint ultimately. I think Notre Dame did a good job with both IMG kids. And both players, first time visiting campus, which was big time, getting them so quickly after the pot of gold offer, I think was very, very good for Notre Dame, a great sign. Now it's about continuing to build that momentum, continue to build it now moving forward. Two more guys, and we'll get out of here. Elbert Hill, who's a cornerback out of the state of Ohio, Archbishop Hoban. He is a player that was actually offered by Notre Dame last July, right? So before his sophomore year, it was after his freshman year, before his sophomore year. They've been on him for a long time. Now, the minute you hear an Ohio kid who Ohio State wants, your mind goes, that's going to be a tough sledding. But I would say this is that Mike Mickens and Marcus Freeman have been spearheading this one with Elbert Hill for some time now. And obviously, they're both Ohio guys, both went to the same high school. And also, Marcus Freeman coached at Ohio State. And so they had the Ohio ties in their advantage, and they got on Elbert Hill very, very early. So this was another continuation of Elbert Hill's does nothing but speak volumes of Notre Dame. In the end, this feels like, and there's a lot of time, we're talking about kids that just finished out their sophomore year, but this is a young man, Elbert Hill, who I think this is looks like it's going to be a Notre Dame-Ohio State battle in the end. Does the in-state Buckeyes win, or did Notre Dame put in enough big work early to be able to close on him? Regardless, big-time player who Notre Dame really impressed this past weekend. And the last one I want to talk about is Jarius Rogers, who is a pass rusher out of the state of Florida, from Fleming Island, by the way, listed at 6'5", 6'6". Depending where you look, 190 pounds, 200 pounds, somewhere in that ballpark. Someone asked me about his size and his weight. He looks like a high school or college small forward who has still not hit the weight room yet, right? Like, I know that he works out. I'm not insulting him, but he is a player that is just super skinny and long for days. Now, first trip to Notre Dame was this one. And I see this kid eventually being a 240-plus pound viper. Like, I think he's going to be 6'5", 6'6", 240-plus pounds with incredibly long arms. Big-time upside, Jarius Rogers. Now, he talked a lot about seeing Coach Washington in person, seeing the defensive line get after it, the energy they brought, already talking about potentially wanting to come back to South Bend again in the future. This is a young man that is worth keeping an eye on, because not a ton of people know about him yet. His offer list is still a little bit small. He's not rated incredibly high by any recruiting platform yet. But keep an eye on for Jarius Rogers. Viper, defensive end, pass rusher out of the state of Florida, out of Fleming Islands. Folks, thank you all for joining me. I appreciate you for a little bit of this recruiting update. Sean Snyder's got you guys the rest of the way. But make sure you go to BoardSidersBreakdown.com, and we'll be talking recruiting for the foreseeable future. Thank you all guys for watching, and enjoy the rest of IB Nation Sports Talk.